This doctor, this is dictating on Novi Janet. That's Novy. Novi, N as in Nancy, Novy. Novi Janet, Janet. Date of birth is 5/12/39. Date of visit 9/16/22. Please make a copy of this. Adam Pasternak, D.O. Adam, A.D.A.M. Pasternak is P.A.S.T.E.R.N.A.K. Pasternak, D.O. Date of, okay, next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 83-year-old lady who was recently admitted to Advent Hospital with a fall approximately 4 weeks ago, and was found to have a pelvic fracture. The patient was then sent to a rehab facility for over 3 weeks, and was discharged, but went back to the ER for shortness of breath. She was tachycardic, and her cardiac evaluation demonstrated mitral valve insufficiency and pulmonary hypertension. Period. The patient also has leg edema, dizzy attacks, and has been on anticoagulation. She's a hypertensive and has hyperlipidemia and has atrial fibrillation, for which she uses anticoagulation. Since discharge, she has been short of breath intermittently and has an anxiety attacks. She is able to ambulate with with the use of a walker. And a cane. She is not on any home oxygen, and her O2 sets and room air are 96. Next paragraph. Allergy, I'm sorry, past history. The patient's past history includes history for atrial fibrillation, history for anxiety disorder, prior history of hysterectomy, and bladder prolapse. She has gastroesophageal reflux, hypothyroidism, and hypertension, mitral valve disease, and pulmonary hypertension. And hyperlipidemia. The let's see, patient also had a breast biopsy. Next, habits: the patient does not smoke, no alcohol use, lives alone. Next, med list included HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams daily. Metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Albuterol inhaler 2 pups PRN. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease, mother died of bowel obstruction and old age. Next, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no fever. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, but has some hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has wheezing and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pain, but has heartburn. No diarrhea, constipation. She has palpitations and some leg swelling. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, memory loss. No seizures or headaches. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis. Lymphadenopathy, peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 60. Pulse is 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.8. Weight is 147, saturation 96. HENT, adenomous phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, mild venous distension, trach and midline. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. No crackles. Heart sounds regular, but an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. And number 2 is anxiety disorder. Number 3 is history of atrial fibrillation. And number 4 is history of pelvic fracture. Number 5 is deconditioning. Number 6. Hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray and a CBC and a basic metabolic profile and a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use the Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. Follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. If she desaturates on room air, she may require home oxygen. And the patient may benefit from physical therapy with ambulation. Thank you. Copy for Dr. Adam Pasternak, DO. Thank you.